Texas Pass. Thanks for listening.
Right, hey, today, sunshine and high 65. Tonight, clearing out and low 40. Same thing for tomorrow, sunny and 65. And on Sunday, sunshine and 67. It's Kent with you here this morning. And earlier today, I had my friend Liz McNeil in here from Diamond Designs. And we announced some winners in our Pink Pumpkins for a Purpose October fundraising effort, if you want to call it that. We were raising money for the Coach Kill Fund. And our first place winner of a $500 value diamond necklace, cha-ching, went to Alicia Schimpf and the surgical team from Carbondale Memorial Hospital. I've got Alicia on the phone line right now. She called me back. I left her a message earlier. Alicia, how you doing, hon?
We are doing great.
Well, you know what? Tell me about your pumpkin, and this is pretty a nice story behind this. What is your pumpkin decorated as?
Our pumpkin is decorated as an angel with angel wings. We recently had a CNA that worked on the floor on surgical at Carbondale Hospital that recently passed away from breast cancer.
Yes.
And so this pumpkin was made in memory of her.
What a deal. I've had so many people call me up and say, my pumpkin is in honor of this person, or my pumpkin is for this person. And I think everybody has a story like that. But congratulations to you and you all over there, and hats off for
thank you for
doing this for this individual. Can you say her name?
Her name is Kendra Spradling.
You know, and you guys over there working in the Carbondale Memorial Hospital, I mean, I'm sure you've seen folks come in and out all the time that are battling this thing. And we got to find a cure, number one, but also we got to help folks get to where they need to be, right?
Yes, we do.
I tell you what, hats off to you right there. And now here's my question that I want to get to, Alicia. You know, your name is on the thing for the necklace. But now, are you, like, sharing that with your coworkers over there? Like, how's that going to work? Like, you get to wear it one weekend and somebody
right,
else?
Yeah, we'll just spread it around. No, we are actually going to donate the necklace to her mother.
What a story. That is wonderful. Well, the necklace is beautiful. Have you seen a picture of it yet?
I have, and it is so beautiful.
It is where it's at right there, and I'm sure her mom will... we'll treasure that forever. That is great, Alicia.
Yes.
Here's the deal. It's over here at the station. You just come on by and get it. And hats off to all of you over there at the surgical team at Carbondale Memorial Hospital. You all do
all
great
right.
work.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. There you go. Alicia Schimpf and the surgical team at Carbondale Memorial Hospital taking it home right there. And a huge hats off to everybody who submitted a picture of a pink pumpkin. Because of all the submissions that come in here, our friends at the Ike Family of Dealerships and the SIH Cancer Institute, and I think Chip Banks actually threw in some money here, is well over $2,000 that got donated to the Coach Kill Fund, and that helps folks get to where they need to be for their appointments, helps them with, a water bill needs to be paid. You're going through this battle, you're not alone. This is what we're sending that message out loud and clear. Granger Smith right now, if the boot fits, at Z100.